morning again, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. This morning, we'd just like to give the Commission a brief update on the status of Lake Hiddenwood up in Campbell County. As you recall, that particular dam that serves about a 26-acre lake there used to was breached in the early hours of May 18th. Severe thunderstorm in that watershed dumped in excess of 8 to 10 inches in that watershed and overtopped the dam and eventually breached it and blew it out. Luckily, there were no injuries or other serious human impacts there with folks. We had a park volunteer actually that was in Selby that day and actually drove out to the park and made sure that there was nobody in the park at the time when the storm started brewing there. And luckily, there were no people in the park at the time. So we're very fortunate that there wasn't a serious injury or other there. But since then, the main park road that serves there, which crosses over the dam, has been closed, which essentially has closed the park. You could still kind of walk in, and we do allow some hunting and things in there, but as far as getting access around the road and the bridge and the developed facilities around the south side of the lake, that has been closed since the event. On June 14th, Governor Dugard made a request for a disaster declaration that included Campbell, McPherson, and Walworth counties to seek federal assistance for the damages that occurred in those counties, with Lake Hiddenwood obviously being the major item that was damaged. Some of those counties reported damages to bridges and roads and fences. Landowners were impacted greatly with some of the flooding there and so forth. So that request was sent in June 14th. And in late August, we received a notification from FEMA that application was denied. Then in September, the governor issued an appeal, and that appeal came back denied in October as well. So following that appeal process, we've run our course in terms of options to get any federal assistance from the FEMA and Public Assistance Program to repair or mitigate any of those facilities there. So that kind of left us standing alone and with a very significant issue there. And obviously, to be able to restore that dam, our engineers were out there and they took a look at it and did some real preliminary assessments on it. And I emphasize preliminary. Obviously, replacing that dam, conservatively would be in the $3 to $5 million range, probably more. So we quickly we're left with the information that repairing or replacing that dam was not likely going to be feasible under our current resources. So doing a lot of history, when you put together these documents and applications and stuff, you learn a lot more about an area than you once did. And Lake Hiddenwood, like a lot of WPA projects, has a very colorful history. If I had a time machine to go back and be part of the effort that was to establish that dam, and how the communities and the folks and even an organization called the National Youth Association was part of building that park, which was a group of kids that helped during the 30s to help build a lot of the facilities that still stand there today. A lot of the rock and mortar work that was done in the park was built by kids in about 1939, I think. So it has a really unique history and how it was built through the New Deal and the WPA program. What the future of the park there means kind of caused us to take a look back. Maybe we need to turn back to the community and start having some discussions with the local community there and how we can move forward with that and what potential and what options are available to do that. So our engineering staff, they've been out there and they're continuing to look at ways that we could short of building the dam or rebuilding the dam, ways we could maybe regain access to some of those areas, ways that we could restore a road or something in there to cross that drainage and allow folks to get back in there and maybe get back to some of those facilities that were in there. So we're in the process of looking at some options to that. But the big thing we're working on is we're establishing, and we've been contacting folks to participate in a local stakeholder group. Our local park manager up there, Dan Richards, who's stationed out of Indian Creek, has contacted a lot of folks in the local area, including local state legislators, county commissioners, the National Guard, and just a lot of local folks that used the park a lot in the past, and folks that have come to us since the event and expressed their concern about and want to be involved in the future decision-making process that happens there. So we've made a lot of contacts with those folks, and our goal is to set up a meeting here in late January to meet with those folks and start to relay some of the information that we have. And I'd also extend an invitation to the commission. You know, once we have a date set, we will definitely get an invitation out to the commission. And I spoke briefly with Commissioner Locken last night, since that's kind of in his neck of the woods, and you know, he's got some commitments in the coming weeks here, but like I say, we'd welcome any members of the commission that could be part of that process. We think it'll be very, very beneficial. So, you know, part of the goals there is to, again, try to look at some of the information that we have that would help guide the decision-making process. You know, we're also doing some surveys where we're trying to contact people that have camped there in the past, trying to gather some data on who the users were, why they came there, and you know, when and where they came. You know those kind of demographic things that can help us understand, you know, what was our user there before the event, and you know, and how we can maybe understand what people might use that park for afterwards here. So we're doing some of those surveys, and we'll have some of that hopefully available here in the coming weeks, and that will help join the discussion with those folks to help formulate some options. We also want to help identify potential partners and stakeholders in that process. You know, a big one could be the National Guard, and whether or not they could help with either the repair and the removal of some of the hazardous structures that still exist there, because the dam is still, there's still a gaping hole through it, and there's a bridge structure that's still there, and some concrete and things that have all been upturned and things like that. So there's some safety and environmental issues that need to be addressed and a plan developed for, and we hope the National Guard could maybe be a partner in some of that as well. But then there's also the issue of access and how the public will use this property in the future. So we hope this group will assist us with that, and you know, we can identify some of those other partners, whether it be in the local Selby community or elsewhere, that would have a stake in that park and some of the options that we come with going forward. So that's about it. Like I say, we're hopefully close to trying to nail down a date here. We're shooting for late January, and we'll have an initial meeting. There may be potential for further meetings, but our goal is to, you know, by May, is to have a clear direction on where we're going and ways we can secure that property so we can open it to its best and most desired use. So I'd be glad to entertain any questions.
Thank you. Questions, comments?
Is there possibilities of getting into it, do you think? I mean, just off the cuff here.
Okay. Mr. Chair, yeah, our engineers have looked at, you know, there's basically two options to get, you know, vehicles back in there. One is to somehow try to cross the drainage there. It's a fairly deep drainage, kind of where the existing road and dam is, which would require some culverts and some grade work and things like that. It's not a cheap proposition, likely, to put a structure back in there that will handle the floods as if we've seen, but at the same time allow access into there. Our engineers are also looking at some options and maybe coming in from a different direction, like from the east. There's a county or township road, or I mean the west there would come in there, and you know, maybe we could do a, you know, the same type of road, but it would just come in and we would avoid having to cross that deep drainage there. So our engineers are working on that, and hopefully we'll have some a little bit clearer vision on what those options look like when we meet with these folks in a few weeks.
Anyone else? Nope. Thank you.